This is episode 2102 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7, the final episode in our series. You've been discovering the yama of ahimsa all week long from Patanjali's sutras. This is the yama of nonviolence. You've been focusing on loving kindness. In fact, you have a loving kindness challenge this week, where every single day this week, you have been encouraged to share loving kindness in 3 ways: with yourself, with others, and with the world. The world can definitely use a lot more loving kindness these days. And you, as well, can be extra gentle with yourself for all you're going through. And as we finish up our series, I want to share with you all the goodness you've been giving for yourself. So the Yoga Sutras from Patanjali, who is reported to be the author of these sutras, were written way back in 500 BC, anywhere to the year 200 AD. So there's a time span when these sutras were written, and nobody really knows exactly when they were written, but that's the estimated time frame. And there could have been several authors, or it could have just been Patanjali. It's a little bit mysterious, but what we do know is that this timeless wisdom stands today. It holds the test of time. This ahimsa, nonviolence, loving kindness, is a remedy for a lot of what is wrong in the world today, including how you regard yourself. And I want to share with you some science-backed research. There have been a lot of studies on mindfulness meditation in particular, especially mindfulness-based meditations that have a focus on loving kindness, have revealed some fascinating results. There have been some neuroimaging studies that indicate that when you do a loving compassion meditation or loving kindness meditation, that it helps to regulate how your limbic system functions. Your limbic system is the part of your brain that's in charge of processing your emotions, and also it helps you to be more empathetic. Studies have proved that when used as a mental health treatment, that loving kindness meditation can be as useful as cognitive and behavioral types of therapy. In fact, it works in a similar way. It soothes the mind, and it helps to reduce a feeling of being stuck or helpless. So what loving kindness does is it helps to empower you. And a powerful way to do this is what you've been doing this week in your challenge. When you regularly think about sending yourself loving kindness, when you feel a negative thought pattern begin to emerge. So maybe you're thinking, oh, I'm just never gonna get this done. I don't even feel like getting out of bed today. If you repeat to yourself this week's affirmation, I send loving kindness to myself. I can do this. I am powerful. I am strong. These types of affirmations that you repeat throughout your day can help you soothe a frazzled nervous system. And when you're with people who are negative, as you're listening to some negative conversation, you could send loving kindness, such as, I send loving kindness. and feel empathy for somebody who is suffering and feeling so negative. The same when you hear especially negative news, you could send out loving kindness to the world. So if you hear of a really disturbing event, of which there are many these days, instead of going into the mode where you feel your nervous system fire up and you feel anger and you feel disempowered, you feel stuck, like, when are things going to get better? You could think of that situation and send loving kindness, knowing that this is going to be okay, that there are solutions, that we will reach solutions, and you are part of the solution by remaining calm and sending your loving kindness. This is a very powerful practice. It's why the first yama, ahimsa, nonviolence, which you've been practicing all week long, is considered one of the most important. I'll share one more study with you because this is our final day of a loving kindness ahimsa meditation series. And I want you to continue with your practice. I want you to continue your challenge to send out loving kindness to yourself, to others, and to the world. So there was a study that showed that during a loving kindness meditation, this was a study actually done on Tibetan monks. So these are monks who have had over 10,000 hours of loving kindness meditation practice. And they discovered that they displayed a higher degree of self-contentment and inner joy than non-meditators, or even meditators who didn't practice loving kindness meditation. And what they discovered is that they were experiencing this higher degree of self-contentment and joy because the insula and parietal juncture, these are the areas of your brain that link your perception of something with your emotional response. Well, these were activated faster than in other forms of meditative practices. Both of these areas of your brain create the ability to feel your emotions and to vent them out, to be able to process them in a much better way for you. So that is why loving kindness meditation is really a path to true happiness and self-satisfaction. So you are doing something incredibly important for yourself. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, know that you can have the full 30-minute guided meditations on my app, the Sip and Om meditation app, for 2 weeks free. So you might want to give yourself a full guided half-hour experience of this, since it's so valuable, especially during these times. You also get a journal and a guide for each week's series. We're going to be exploring the rest of the yamas and the niyamas throughout this month and into next month. So you're going to be priming your mental health fitness. And again, you can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks, free access to over 2,000 guided meditations. So that's a way for you to go a little more deeper into this experience. So powerful for you. So now, as you begin to relax your mind and body, I invite you to send loving kindness to yourself right now. Think about what you're struggling with. Be gentle with yourself. Send yourself loving kindness and repeat to yourself, I am strong. I am enough. I can do this. And send this out to someone else, maybe someone who's difficult to deal with. Visualize this person and feel the state of anxiety and stress and disempowerment this person must be in order to be negative or angry. And send loving kindness, send your peace. Don't expect anything in return. Just do what you know you need to be doing for yourself right now. That is focusing on loving kindness, staying on your own agenda. Now, think of something in the world, maybe something in the news that's been on your mind, that's upsetting, and send a loving kindness to the situation, knowing that all will be well. We have solutions. We can move forward. Even if these solutions are not being applied, we have solutions. You are part of the solution at this very moment. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Ahimsa Nonviolence Loving Kindness Meditation Series with you. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, sending out loving kindness. You are so worth slowing down for.